You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
You know what I kind of miss? Bird, I kind of miss having a band night, goofing around and doing our stuff with the sodomizing Linda. That's been a while. That makes me realize I miss music, live music.
Well, hopefully that will renew soon.
I have been kind of out on concerts for years because it's like,
I can get you a gig by March 12th.
No, thanks.
If you want it, in Texas.
Oh, they're well,
open back up.
They're just doing whatever they want. I don't know that we're going to do too well in Texas. We'll see. Maybe. But yeah, it's just...
We're big in Texas, bro.
Somebody... we're huge in Europe and Texas. Somebody emailed us yesterday and asked, like, do you think the Rage Against the Machine thing's going to happen?
No.
No way. And it's still on the list, and it's still, but there's no. There's no way. Even if they do, if everything miraculously clears up right now, it's not going to matter. That's supposed to be June 8th.
I don't even know if that's going to go now, because it was kind of the anti-Trump thing. It was the original reason they were getting together. Now it's like, well,
who cares? He's gone.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's just anti-people who liked him.
Right.
So now you're just barking at the audience. Or you were anyway. Yeah, because it's Killer Mike and he's running the Jewels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be there. Yeah, that's true. He's logical and reasonable. He's got some stuff. But yeah, I'm looking at this list of concerts that's scheduled here. There's no way Cypress Hill goes off. Buck Cherry, Steel Panther.
Well, I think those are those dine-in shows that they're doing at the Marquee. So you got to buy an entire table. So like six, yeah, you got to buy six tickets.
Pods.
Yeah, yeah.
I still don't see that.
Like a sparse supper club.
I noticed a couple of gigs booked in this Gilbert Community Center right off of Pecos.
What? Yeah. Well, it's a guy named Dallas then. He sings standard stolen
people. On the same level. We're talking about Buck Cherry.
Run the Jewels and who at the Gilbert Community Center?
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh. Don't act like that's a big name. Brady just got cocky with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
No, but they're talking it's interesting that they're I never said that.
No,
I'm not saying they're booking shows.
He was saying it to you. He's saying,
I know,
are you really going to bring that out?
Finish.
I know, but you were going to finish with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, which made him more right.
I'm sorry.
Let me finish before you start bashing the talent. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's going to be there. Take that. Bro? Bow up.
The one thing I will say about the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, their fans will be vaccinated.
Yeah, and maybe that's why they're booking the older bands.
Right. That Nitty Gritty Dirt Band needs money, so they're playing the Gilbert Community
Center. I didn't even know they were together.
Hey. They weren't until Gilbert called, hey, is Nitty there? This is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Can I help you? Want to play our community center? Dallas West is going to do two or three Anka tunes, and then you guys.
I don't know. I might go to a Fish concert over that.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you rather hang out with? Diehard Nitty Gritty fan? Fish fan. Oof. Are you going to go?
No, I just noticed that was one of the ones. And Colin Ray, which is a country music guy. They have all these.
At the Gilbert Convention Community.
I don't know the exact name of the.
Is that the one next to the police station? On Gilbert and like Guadalupe?
No, it's like Pecos in between. Oh. Power and Higley.
I didn't even know they had a venue.
John, you mentioned Kiss earlier. No way Kiss. My mom took me to Kiss at age 10, and I just remember saggy old boobs and a shirtless caped man with no teeth running around screaming. Yeah. So, of course, this will be the first concert back.
Yeah, Cole, yeah, you're probably right. Kiss will be the first ones running back out.
That sounds like a Fish concert, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a bunch of toothless people running around with saggy boobs.
Yeah, the worst part is that the Kiss thing is they're all young.
Ugh.
They're young sagging breasts. I didn't even know it was a thing until I went and saw Arizona with Rusted Root. How are you girls in your 20s and your cans are down to your hips?
Don't wear a bra, it's natural.
Oh, I also noticed your finger is ringless. Anyway. Adios, solo. Anyway.
I didn't notice any of that the 1 year.
At Arizona?
At Arizona.
What did you
notice? Because there was no one there.
Oh, that's true. There weren't a lot of people. Yeah. Well, that's why you could like get details of every patron. That's the best concert I've ever been to in my life, though, because I happened to be backstage when the Spin Doctors got the news their record deal was over. 15 minutes before they go on stage, they're
all
moping
right, go
around.
Knock it dead.
Because somebody said, guys, I know we got this big show here. And first off, they were riding high with the two princes there. In like 93, and then nothing happened. They were the headliner
this was 96. Definitely on the downside, else because there's 96. No way we had the budget on the pinnacle of their hit.
Well, they only had two songs. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong and
Two Princes.
Yeah.
That's it. And that was a few years prior. So they're the headliner of this dump show. And somebody had the balls to knock on their door before they go out and play for the tens of people that had showed up.
Tens of people.
And it was at
Desert Sky.
Desert Sky. So it looked extra empty. There might have been 1,000 people there. And this is my first concert at the station. I'm in radio. I'm fresh, you know, brand new to the whole business. I'm going backstage. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And I'm looking around going, this is the worst show I've ever seen. And then I happen to be right there when that dopey dude in that dreidel ski cap came out crying. He's like 10 minutes from hitting the stage to play. And the first thing he says to the audience, we just got some bad news, everybody. Looks like the Spin Doctors are free agents. We don't have a record deal anymore. 1-2, Princess Neil before you. We need some dough now. 1-2.
Opened, closed with it.
Oh, it was good.
Played at least twice.
Little Miss, can't be wrong. Hey, you better not badmouth that girl anymore. You're going to have to live with her pretty soon. Oh, it was great.
Any requests?
But how about the dude that just couldn't wait till the show was over? Tell him before they hit the stage, hey, guys, sorry about this. Record rep just called up and said you guys don't have a deal anymore. All right, go kill it out there, kids. Let's do this thing. Because musicians aren't touchy. It's not like spooking a racehorse before the, you know. We'll just fire a gun next to him. He's got PTSD. And then send him out on stage. Great show, though. And I remember laughing. I was all alone. I didn't know anybody at the station yet. I was working the promo thing. It was all over at that point. I could wander freely. I knew one person. She was busy. So I'm backstage with the Spin Doctors.
Oh, there's a story.
Watching them cry.
1,000 people.
How many
of those were giveaways?
Maybe. All of them. All of them. Worst lineup I've ever seen. I will say that there's
1,000 paid, 1,300
1,000 paid. 1,000 held hostage to pay then. There was nobody paying for that thing. It was an awful show. Hilarious. I can honestly say I have seen the Spin Doctors weep. Awesome.
I can't claim that one.
No. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, name the bands you've seen crying. It's not too many. One. Ivan cried a little bit at me after his show. We were talking. We just blew it.
Yeah.
We blew it. And I'm like, you're all right.
He almost cried on stage the one time he was talking. He was
going through a period there for a while.
He was talking about his daughter.
Well, there was that. Yeah. And then somebody had played with the mic stand. He couldn't reach it.
That was. Yeah.
So he was really upset. He was jumping up to try to grab the mic.
Who put it up there? That must be 6 feet up.
Ivan Short is what I'm saying. Anyway, it's time now as we reminisce about terrible shows. And they're on their way back. But I do. I got jaded by concerts because I went to too many, and now I can't wait to go.
Yeah.
I really want
that back. I think the last one I went to was December of 19. I think that's the last show I went to. I think it was Hell Yeah at the Van Buren.
Oh, my last show was Kiss.
Was it really?
I got talked into going, dude, you got
to
go.
Better make it through the surgery. You don't want that to be your last concert ever.
Oh, my God. I can't live with that. He's right.
At least ours. I think ours was the Stones. Last summer before that.
Kiss?
Like October or August.
Man, I think Kiss was. No,
I might have been. I went to that.
I might be wrong about that. I don't remember. I don't remember the last show I was at. Might have been one of our U-Fests, actually. I don't remember if Kiss was 18 or 19.
Did we have a fall show? We didn't, did we?
No, I don't spring show.
No, our fall show ended up being my stupid band doing that Halloween thing, which was
that's
awesome.
Right. That's right.
Find out when Kiss was last here, Bert. Right. We got to get to the Brady Report. It's time now for Brady to give you all the information only Brady knows while he prepares his big nitty-gritty dirt band weekend.
It's going to be a sellout.
When is it? It's going to be a sellout.
I just saw that up there. I didn't see the date. Oh. I was driving by.
And you know what?
That place is going to be rocking.
If you sat at that light while that marquee said that, you would hear audible, as it drives by.
That's the problem. I wish there was a light there.
But. As everybody passes it.
So would there be more people at the Spin Doctor show or a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band?
They could tour together and still not get 100.
Sell free tickets.
I think you only need about 600, maybe 500 at the Nitty Gritty.
Yeah.
For what?
Capacity?
The Gilbert Convention Center.
Yeah. It's not even the Gilbert Convention Center.
Right.
It's like a
Highland High School's gym.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's it's Wings Day. $16.99 per person for all you can eat wings. Is that right?
Yeah.
$16.99. You can eat all of the wings, all of them. If you can eat them all, $16.99. All of them. Plus, grab a Bud Light on draft special. Hooters and Bud Light helping out on Wings Day. Brady, report it.
Good Wings Day morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Anthem Day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll take it. Are we all supposed to sing that? National.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hate to say this, but the Super Bowl made me. This is not racist, but national anthem for which one? Black anthem? The segregated anthem? The white anthem? Which one?
Is what?
I don't know. There's a black national anthem.
Is there?
Yeah, they played it at the Super Bowl. They made all the players.
They
made all the players go out and listen to that one, too. And they had some singer do it. That's going to be a thing.
I can't believe this is going to be in my search history now.
Well, it's a thing.
Black national anthem.
Because in the interest of equality and unity, we've segregated national anthems.
Lift every voice and sing.
They sang it at the Super Bowl. It was beautiful. It was unbelievable. It was about 25 minutes before the game started. All the players stood outside. They did the black national anthem. And then they went into their locker room, came out and did I guess it's the white national anthem is the one we know. I guess, because if there's a black one, there has to be the counter, right?
Well, I even saw people online, even black guys saying, I didn't know we had one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know.
Most people don't. It's a divisive toy to make us argue. It's a beautiful song. They did a great job with it. That's Beyonce.
Yep.
There's a lot of that, though. This can't happen before every NBA game, or I'm going to start showing up late.
Oh, yeah.
That's 35 minutes right there. She hadn't said a word.
It's 5 minutes.
That's too much anthem. Anthem has to be about 2 minutes. The white national anthem, or that's what I'm calling it now, has like 17 verses, and they cut it down to one because we can't sing this whole damn thing every time we win a gold medal.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's a minute 43, this one, Beyonce's version.
Is it minute 43?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's serviceable.
Yep.
Got to be 2 minutes or less.
But then when you get into the dance mix or the club mix.
Or the. I hate when they do that to the regular one.
It's the.
See ya. I said now. I see ya. Can you see? Stop it. It's easy. I got to try to follow along here.
It's the universal signifier of black identity.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
But we can't have a black national anthem because that's actually segregation.
Yeah.
You're actually isolating yourselves. Disagree with me, agree with me, whatever. There's no arguing the fact that when you call it by a color, it's only for one, and that is the opposite of unity.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. A high school student was sucked out of an airplane after it was struck by lightning. She fell 2 miles to the ground. It says 3.2 kilometers.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
To the ground, still strapped to her chair, and lived. Only to endure a 9-day walk to the nearest civilization. She was the only survivor.
What
on the
year
bike.
Was this?
Yeah.
It's an old one.
What's your source?
Yeah.
Crazy Fun Facts page.
Is that a thing? CrazyFunFactsPage.com?
Awesome. Yeah.
Is it next to WackyFunBall.com? Illegal in 14 states. Wacky Funball killed my sister.
Gary Webb.
I don't know who that is.
The reporter from the
San Jose Mercury. I don't like that you're reading this off your phone.
Yeah, this is bad.
I like some normalcy with the papers. This is you
finding with me this time.
All right, I'm nervous about this.
Gary Webb was the reporter from the San Jose Mercury News who first broke the story of CIA involvement in the cocaine trade. Was found dead with 2 gunshot wounds to the head. His death was in 2004. Ruled a suicide.
Fun fact.
Yep.
That was fun.
You've been talking to one of your conspiracy friends again. You got some info from one of your who's the guy who hipped you to these kick ass stories? It's got to be one of your old man friends.
No, it's this. You'll like this one.
How'd you find these? Tell me the source. Is it Lejeune?
Crazy Facts.
You didn't just find Crazy Facts. Somebody fired one over, and then you scroll.
No, I got it on. It was sent to me at one time, and I checked it out.
You like it?
Yeah.
I like crazy facts. I just want to know who told you about it.
A Chicago local named Bob Kenny has a YouTube channel called Dad, How Do I? That teaches or explains everyday things that might otherwise require a father figure. Kenny grew up without a father, and he started the YouTube channel to pass on the dad advice to kids who are growing up without a dad.
Why are you telling that story?
I just thought maybe some rich man.
The whole setup. The CIA bullets in the head, the lady falling out of the plane was just so we could get to that third one and kick you in the nuts, bastard.
Yep, to set the table.
Great work, Bogan.
Here's another fun fact. A lot of people out there.
We'll end it at that one.
Might want to know this website, YouTube channel.
Anyone out there?
I'm 51 years old and I work with a bunch of dicks. What would my father say to do to my bullies? Signed RT.
More men are buying.
Look at this. This is your fact site, right?
This is one of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
All right. I like that last one. Did you write it down, Rich, or does Brady have to tell you again later?
I'll let him tell me again. What's his name?
From Dad.
Bob Kenny.
Dad, how do I? So you don't have a dad, you ask Bob. Bob's your dad. Bob's your uncle, I always thought, but Bob's your dad.
More men than ever are buying makeup because of Zoom calls.
Oh, for God's sakes.
What?
Yeah.
No kidding.
You like number 13 there?
Number 13 is Weird Al Yankovic wrote Albuquerque to be a joke specifically to annoy people for 12 minutes and ended up becoming one of his most popular songs. And when he did it live at that show I was at, it was hilarious. The crowd loves Albuquerque. it's a great song. He's just awesome.
Other vaccine news, which is kind of cool. Merck is helping manufacture the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yeah.
So the two companies kind of teamed up.
Macy's and Gimbel's being friends.
We have a 2-year-old kid got out onto the 12th floor balcony. This happened in Vietnam on Sunday, this past Sunday. Fell about 150 feet.
Yeah, luckily, do you have no father, too? I get it. I get what you're saying.
There was no dad to be seen, but a delivery driver went over there.
He thought his dad was in the bottom of the thing going, here, I'll catch you. Yeah. Turned out it was a mirage.
Trust fall. I've been there before.
Yeah, it was a mirage, just like Toledo's dad.
It was another baby catch, though.
The pain that Brett feels for me
is so brutal.
Well, you don't feel it because you don't have that nerve. You don't even know what it's like to have one, so not having one's the same. Brett just keeps picturing his dad leaving. He's close to his dad.
Oh. Anyway, the kid was caught.
By his new dad.
The delivery driver saw it happening, ran over there, made the catch. She ended up with a dislocated hip.
The delivery driver?
Otherwise, the baby.
Oh. That's easy.
The impact of the catch.
Your whole body's dislocated as a baby. And if 12 stories and a baby fell in my arms and its first word were, Dad,
I'd finish it.
Right. I broke your fall. I'm going to leave you here. I call you Toledo of Vietnam. You are Quan Jin Toledo.
Rachel Kennedy from Hertfordshire, England. Thought she scooped up Friday's jackpot in the lottery over there, which was 182 million euros.
Yeah, that's good.
Because it hit the numbers that she always
Oh, no.
But picks. She didn't play.
Forgot to buy the ticket that week.
Ouch.
Cancel it. Stop playing.
Ouch.
There's the depressed young lady.
Oh, somebody will give her $2 million.
Yeah.
What?
She's got to be careful, though.
Is she hotter?
Yeah, she looks great, but she's got arms that tell you the future may be dim.
She's good for a little bit.
That's what Brett's saying. Brett's saying it a little more tactfully than me.
Amazon had to
There's
tweak
time.
Their logo on the app. I noticed it changed on the Prime. I don't know if you saw the first rundown of it. Mine hasn't changed all the way. But
the new Amazon Prime logo?
Yeah, it's on the package.
Oh, because of the Hitler mustache.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw. Is it on yours?
Toledo? It's on mine, too.
Oh, it is?
What, the Hitler mustache?
But they
you
flap
to put
it
a little
back,
piece of tape over the
and
top.
And most
looks like
people
a Hitler
were going,
mustache.
Hey, that looks like
You have to be looking for it to think Hitler.
They ruffled up the corner of it.
Yeah, to make they made it the not, tape fold so it's yeah. not so Hitler-y. But it's not Hitler unless you say it's Hitler.
Stupid.
Yeah, I agree. Michael Jordan had a Hitler mustache because he's a real person. That's just a drawing.
We had a guy.
People see that stuff. They search for that.
Yeah, they're looking for it now.
The Google Maps stuff, I always, like every couple
CPAC
weeks.
CPAC stage, everything.
CPAC stage, they said, was some Nazi logo I've never seen before.
Never just seen because it before it, either.
I don't think anybody even knew what it was, but have you seen the buildings? And I'm sure I'll get them because every few weeks I get a picture goes, oh,
there's
Google
one here,
Maps,
two here.
The Nazi shaped buildings from the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows about them, but I mean, that had, because I've seen blueprints, that had to be known.
Had to.
Because my dad used to have blueprints at the house all the time, and they always had the aerial shot of just the building, not even its surrounding areas. And you just knew, like, if it was a swastika, you'd know, well, they did this on purpose.
I've got some smuggler's news.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. And go ahead. And
he just notified me, so here we go.
Hello, my friends at Brady Bogan. These are stories about people getting busted with contraband. We call it the smuggler's news. Right here in Phoenix, 42-year-old John Harbison called the cops on Sunday night to report a break-in in his apartment. When the cops got there, they didn't find any signs of a break-in. But they did notice over on the side table there was 6,000 fentanyl.
John.
Pills, bag of meth, scales, baggies, needles, almost 5,000 in cash.
We lost a listener, boys.
Yep. Hey, I didn't call you for this.
Yeah, no, I called you for specific reasons. You can't just come in and start looking around. That's search and seizure.
Can't get me on this.
If most dope fiends would spend the time trying to get a job and be decent people rather than study what laws they're trying to duck, you got commercial room there, right? Then they would be more industrious, better human beings. They know the law up and down. You can't commit to search and seizure. That's against my constitutional rights. I'm like, you're a fentanyl dealer. Shut up about your constitution.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm a businessman.
Riley Weiss, she's 22 years old. She was arrested back on February 28th. The cops who arrived at her property at Wichita Falls, Texas, they noticed she's broken the law before, but they were called again to arrest her. And sure enough, when they were giving her the inspection and patting her down,
yeah,
they pulled the glass pipe out of her backside. She had it tucked up
in her butt.
Yeah,
in the crack.
The mugshot is what.
Does it say?
Yeah, it was in.
It was in the honey hole.
Dead center.
It was Forrest Bullet went.
It was in there. And maybe there's a reason why you can tell she was concealing something.
She's got
bug eyes.
Graves' disease?
She looks like somebody just introduced her to Hitler. Back to it, I was like, oh, my God.
You're not hiding anything, are you?
You got anything? You look a little suspicious.
Why do you ask?
Whoa. Well, because you look like your Disney princess
tweaker.
Eyes.
Whoa. Oh, she's got those dermal punches.
What's that mean?
With the jewels that are punched into
her
face.
Oh, is that what they're calling? That's your smuggler's news.
Thermal punch. That sounds like the worst flavor of Kool-Aid ever.
We had the girl who worked here that had those.
Dermal punch.
Yeah, Devin. That's what she called them.
Oh, she had those?
Yeah.
I saw her get punched another way.
Yeah.
She had the trunk punch on the internet.
Da-ding, da-ding, da-ding. Thanks.
She was given the... The dermal punch, too, one time, wasn't she?
Thanks, overnight BV69.
Someone tried to break into a house in Tulsa, Oklahoma, through a window last week. Ran off when she heard people inside her house, the lady that owned it. The cops came, and as they searched the area around the window, they found the burglar had dropped a bottle of water and an empty bag of Cheetos.
It was you.
They searched the area. They found the woman named Sharon Carr hiding in the shadows. And when she opened her mouth, the cops saw the Cheeto dust around her mouth and in her teeth. That's what busted her.
Now, as her lawyer, I will say Cheetos is a very popular snack. Just because Cheetos were found at the thing doesn't mean that
busting
her with Cheeto in her mouth means that it was the same Cheeto. Brady, you enjoy Cheetos. Did you break into anyone's house the other day? No.
Just like I didn't OJ. Have Cheetos the other day.
It's like very OJ. Easy to defend this. All you have to do is find the right, how many people, how many bags of Cheetos are sold every day. Astounding number. You can break it. I can get this lady out of this pickle.
Go for it.
I will. Now, I'm not a lawyer, Your Honor, but I am a Cheeto fan.
There's a guy named Yasuku Maezawa in Japan. He's a multi-billionaire. And back in 2018, he bought the rights to SpaceX's first passenger trip to the moon.
Yeah.
The amount he paid is confidential, but it's estimated he threw around $250 million to book that plane. Well, the flight is scheduled for 2023, and now he's looking for 8 random people to join him.
Help kick in.
No.
Just he'd given them away?
Yep.
Let's do it.
It'll take 3 days to get to the moon and 3 days to get back. So it's kind of a loop
around.
You got to
go through some training, right?
No, you just lay in the thing and they
Anyone
drive.
Anyone can enter.
You don't go through training to
he
fly
says
a plane.
He's looking for 2 main things and people he chooses. People who want to push the envelope.
Me.
To make a better society and people who are willing to support others.
Yeah, I'd take that.
That's where you lose.
You're right.
I don't really want to make friends with all the other people. I just want to go. I kind of want to start that moon civilization.
You can apply at his on his website, dearmoon.earth. You have until the 14th, which is a week from Sunday.
Okay. You know, that last Cheeto story is a lot like my cousin Vinny. Bert can recognize that. Same car.
Yep.
2 teenage kids. How many of these cars were sold? Tons of them.
That's true.
They could be anywhere. I ask you, Your Honor, I ask all of us, who amongst us has not been be-cheetoed at one day in their life or another? I've had be-cheetoed. I don't even like the Cheeto dust, and I've had Cheeto stuff all over me. That lady may not have done this. I'm cracking the case, Brady.
I'll give you the I'll give you the case number and everything. You can.
Okay. I'll call up, and I'll you guys better have this as your game plan. She's probably guilty, but, I mean, anybody laying in a bush near a crime scene did it, but. You don't want me on the jury.
Allegedly.
You don't want me on the jury, but you want me as your lawyer.
Not sure if you saw this one, but.
Sign me up for this thing, Toledo. He went on the website. It's on our screen now. I'll do this. Brady, you want to go?
Sure.
You'll go to the moon?
Yeah.
How come you won't go out in space?
Aliens.
No, I won't get
point anything in my ass.
You're dying to go into space,
though? To the base.
Oh, I forgot.
I'll do the moonshot.
But the other, you won't go for the other. Cause
not for the probing. It's a clean loop, right? We're not stopping.
3 days up, 3 days back.
Congratulations, you're one of our winners. Do you have anything to say? All right, then.
Didn't know that was on the table, sir.
Sure, just going up to the moon and back. No big deal.
Clean loop. Look here, Jim Wobble. If this thing doesn't make it.
So you do want to go to space, because before you used to tell me you weren't that interested in it.
It's a free one. I'm
oh, my God. I don't want to go with him. Brett, I want to support you. You want to go with me?
Yeah, I'm in.
We'll go with Brady, but he's got one price to pay.
So
anyone.
Right. Not anything.
Not
anyone.
Anything. Anyone.
Stuff
to you aliens out there.
I don't want anyone in
get my ass.
No. What do you got there, Chief? Sticks, stones, fine. Stuff those in, but I don't want any one in my ass.
So this Fox station in San Diego had their reporter on the street doing the announcement about the San Diego Comic-Con. And during his report, there's a police shootout in the background.
Oh, my God.
And the guy kept standing on the report, but then all of a sudden, pop, 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 pop. Then he's like, well, something's going on. They kind of covered it, but it's kind of creepy. The guy gets pulled over for running a red light and gets out of his car and pumps a few rounds at the police car.
And they got him? Nobody's hurt?
There's a random guy. One of the stray bullets hit a random guy in the butt, but it hit the glasses case.
Good thing it wasn't you.
And it didn't. He had his glasses case in his back pocket, so he wasn't hurt.
Were the bullets paper mache? His glasses stopped it?
The glasses case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Titanium?
Yeah.
Might have been. Nice glasses case.
But there is a little video of it.
There's a video of the guy shooting and getting shot?
Yeah, you can see him in the background. The cameraman finally, you know, as he's on the reporter, because the reporter's looking down at his phone, reading some details.
And then bullets start.
And then, yeah, the first round goes, and then the camera guy immediately pans it off to the across the street to see what's going on there, and you can see the cop car. And the guy gets behind his car, too. You know, like
the cop or the shooter?
The cop's behind Cruiser. They're shooting at each other.
This sounds like heat.
Yeah,
this is. Then the guy comes out with his hands.
Oh, this guy's got his.
Do a whole lot for the businesses, the hotels, the restaurants that are down here. I mean, this is one of the biggest events in the entire country, bringing in upwards of 100,000 people a day. That's tens of millions of dollars that we're missing out on here. The convention, citing the ongoing pandemic as the reason for the cancellation. This is a big, big loss.
Oh, my God.
We spoke to Trevor Christensen, who owns Activation
Get that
Pros.
Comic-Con news
They
out.
Help staff about 200 people.
He's like, Brenneman, just keep going.
Yeah.
Every year during the Comic-Con.
Your cameraman's not interested in your Comic-Con news.
Whoa! Shooting.
Look at that. Look at that!
Oh, my God. It is heat.
It is heat.
There's a shooting going on right now. Between
reloading.
It's also
there's
a bit,
shooting going
it's
on
It's also
right
a little
now.
Bit like Naked Gun.
Yeah,
when they were like
true.
5 feet apart.
Forgive us for getting out of the story.
They're two car lengths from each other, hiding behind each other's
right
cars.
How much we want to cover.
Yeah, I think the officer ran.
Given that we don't know the details.
Is anybody hit?
Back. No one's hit.
It's one more time. They fell.
Other than the ricochet, the straight
Is he still
bullet.
Talking about Comic-Con?
Yeah, you got to stop talking about Comic-Con.
We're a block away here, just on the other side of the convention center. This is taking place. We saw this officer pull over the car about 2 minutes before.
Wow,
I like how those guys go ahead and
away, and we're
go out of the little alley.
There he is.
Yep,
shooting
and
he
puts
he's quit, huh? He's out of bullets.
Jack, time out.
Come out, okay?
Out of bullets, Jack.
As he Let me get this straight.
Wow.
It's all a misunderstanding.
You want me to wait
Hold
here?
Hold on now. You want me to wait here while you reload? Would you do that, Jack?
Go back to your cabin and get more bullets coming back at me and shoot at me?
I'll wait.
Would you mind?
Jerry Reed and Robin Williams. Who knew?
Love that movie.
With Walter Matthau waiting in the wings. What was that called? Survivors?
Survivors. Walter Matthau, let's go over it again what you're going to say when Jack gets here.
Jack, time out, Jack. We're out of bullets.
That was great.
We got a couple crazy. More radio videos if you want to.
Thought that was a good one.
Look at them real quick.
Do I?
Some good fails.
I don't know if I can get some topper on that one.
That's pretty awesome.
Man, yeah.
I don't know if I was watching the news if I'd ever not watch the news anymore. I didn't know that was a possibility.
Steve Irwin introing
Comic-Con
that one.
Is
Our reporter was live in the scene when, what happened? Bingy, bang, bang, tonight at 10.
Bingy, bang, bang.
He's ridiculous. The federal judge smelled someone's panties, and we have video. Ooh, boo, boo. Tonight at 10.
The old rope swing.
Oh! That girl missed the water. Somebody pushed her. Well, no, nobody could push that way.
No, she
that
just
is a,
couldn't handle the
that rope
couldn't
just
handle
gave
her
up.
Own weight.
Oh, she's holding the rope.
Her own weight.
The rope gave up.
Nobody told a 400-pound woman that you
You're
have
not
to, be
able to hold yourself
hold
up.
Your own weight on the zip tie. Oh, that lasted all of 3 feet. She's off the rope now. Oh, man, she's dead. There's no way she's made it through.
Oh,
that.
No, she bounced right back.
Oh, man.
That's a chin to the side.
Yeah. Somebody riding one of them now. Oh, it's J.J. Watch.
Stop that one.
Wait, give me the big girl back.
Yeah, there's good audio on this one.
Turn down for what's awesome. I need sound. I don't want to watch this girl smash into the fountain.
Sounds on.
Where's the other
No,
girl?
The other one. He wants to go back to the, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
the big, the big girl falling with the music.
I didn't know that.
Listen to her.
Makes it even better.
Giant belly. That's a big fat lady hitting the earth, that sound. It's like a bone breaking.
Ouch. You okay?
You okay?
She's not asking the lady. She's asking the ground. You okay?
You okay?
Yeah.
Turn down for what?
Man. Yeah, it serves her right for wearing a bikini outside. Oh, man.
Look at the guy. Look at the still shot with the guy with his hand on his head.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend.
I can't pick her up.
That is not her boyfriend. He's of normal proportions. Yeah, he's looking for help. I'm not. What do you want me to do? Roll her over? Good luck. We always thought you should live in the water anyway.
Humanity.
Oh, my God. It's a roller skater, not knowing where the edges are.
Oh, 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 man. Oh man.
Takes the whole set down.
Ooh, man. This is pretty. All right. Are we just going to watch all those? Those are not. Those
yes.
Are, it's a new site.
What
it's,
else you got?
Girl Fails.
There was nice. One other one, I think.
That big lady hitting the ground is hard right. to look at.
One more time.
Yeah. And then she hits the ground.
One more time.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, geez.
That, wow. I didn't hear that. One. I didn't hear that. Here you go.
Oh,
oh man.
It doesn't get old.
Oh. It doesn't get old.
Well, it doesn't get old because of heart disease. Oh, you're talking about the video. Yeah. Oh my God! All right, there's another girl just leaping off bunk.
More parkour.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole
turn this thing on. I can't watch this.
Scorpion.
She's trying to jump from the top bunk to another top bunk.
Yeah,
not even close. Oh. And yeah, and then she's scorpion.
It goes four.
I can't look at these anymore. That's a bad one. I don't like when skinny hot girls get hurt. That's awful.
Stop it.
Yeah, but the manatee that was flopped onto the beach.
A 700-pounder's not getting on the top bunk with the idea that she's going to leap across the room and 8-foot ceilings on top of it all. That was a terrible idea. Poor skinny girl. Show that big one again.
All right.
Give me that thing.
Oh,
it doesn't get old.
See,
it gets better. It's like wine.
And I'm giving her partial credit for Scorpion. The back feet did come up a little bit.
Brady, those weren't her feet.
Brady.
Semi-scorpion.
Nope, those are rolls.
Her feet can't go backwards.
No, that's her ass hitting her shoulders.
Look at it again.
Yeah, that's not a scorpion.
Those are her gills.
Yeah.
Oh,
nope, that's not a scorpion.
Her legs tried.
Yeah, they tried.
Oh,
still good.
That was the best idea they had for fun that day. Hey, let's take that girl that's the same size as a Mercury Mountaineer. Let her jump into the water from 40 feet away. We'll give her a rope.
She can hold on, right?
Hey, do you still have that giant friend that we have to drive around in the back of the pickup?
You think your friend's going to go after that?
Take her bikini shop. First off, take her bikini shopping and then get her up on the side of a mountain and give her a rope. What is the rope tied to, by the way?
The branch.
Whatever it was, it gave up.
Yeah, the tree quit.
No, she gave up.
I don't even see the tree. Is it up above him?
That rope is there.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I don't see
she
the rope.
Hangs on. She can't.
Well, she doesn't hang
take
on.
Take
the rope.
You okay?
What tree is it? Oh, I.
See, it's way
that's
up.
That's not good. Oh, I got gotcha. You.
Yeah. See, there's the rope.
Oh, she's
the
a
rope
big
lasted.
That is a big one.
It just.
All right, one more time. I don't think I've enjoyed anybody's Phyllis Diller type laughter at horrible things that I do, Brett. It turns into your
great
grandpa's
a thousand
laugh.
Times.
Yeah. I'm not even watching for the big girl anymore. I'm just waiting for his uproarious giggle. Anyway, that's a tough one to see, but hilarious. That skinny girl getting hurt. I'm going to call the police on whoever set that up.
One more time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus, Brady.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you're going to film Brady. Now he's being now Occam's razor.
It's set up now.
Yeah. Now he's
Now
he's always being filmed.
Here we go.
Jeez, there he said it again. I got to dump that in case that guy's F word pops out. Anyway, great stuff. Whew. I just wish Toledo's dad was here to see these things.
Oh, man. You just got to film. Talk about changing the room.
I wanted to take you. I want to make you bipolar.
Kidding. Wow.
It got cold in here.
I wanted to bipolar Brett.
Having the time of my life. Oh, my God.
The chills.
Local DJ drives man mad.
Lucy?
It's 8:31. There you go. That is your Brady Report. Better late than ever, Brady. You went on and on today. It's 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.